There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Beneath the light of a full moon, we begin day four.
Where?
Texans training camp. Right.
Where's,
up there.
Oh, there it
in
is.
The sky. It's up in the sky.
I saw it in my periphery.
Yeah. Yeah, be careful.
The peripheral.
Yeah.
Boy, that is a beautiful full
it's
moon.
A beautiful
I was feeling a little crazy. I was feeling a little nuts about the Astros leading the division. An emphatic and authoritative technical lead of the division because of percentage.
Percentage
yes.
points. Do we need to play the music right now? I think we need to play
go
music
Astros
right now.
No. We are the champions?
Have you heard the good news?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There it is. Thank you, Seth, for bringing that up. We're live at Texans training camp. We'll get to that in a minute. But, yes, the Astros have climbed from the depths of 10 games back. About a month ago, June 19th, was the day that you and I came in wondering which guys they were going to sell. When was the last time they had a double-digit deficit in the division? And, man, it took these guys a month, just a month, to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
This is where the Mariners, who are basically the Mariners over their last stretch of 20 games, have replicated – how the Astros opened up their season.
Yeah.
Which is an amateur move, yeah. Mariners. It's really a rookie move that you
do that early.
Do it early. Yeah, right. It's a lot harder to it's a lot harder and more taxing at this point in the season to dig yourself out of a really bad stretch.
Yeah,
it's gonna now they're probably gonna be morose and forsaken. I don't know, did J-Rod there, our buddy J-Rod, who took a tough hit in the outfield yesterday.
Dude, yeah, that was courtesy of a Yordan Alvarez triple.
Yeah.
Yordan was big yesterday.
Yordan hit for the cycle.
Yeah.
It was Blanco. Blanco is not looking like
I'm worried about Blanco.
Peak Blanco.
I'm worried
right.
about Blanco. Well, you had pointed this out.
Yeah.
The last couple starts, like his velocity has been down. You know, he's been having to do.
I call it velo because I'm a big time baseball guy.
I know you are. I'm trying to cater to the average everyday
people
man
who
right
aren't big time baseball dudes. Yeah.
I don't want to be people feel like we're looking down on them by saying velo. but Blanco, look, Blanco is a concern. In a vacuum, he'd be a concern just because, hey, he's approaching. And for those who missed it yesterday, the Astros, they take 2 out of 3. They win Friday, Saturday. They lose Sunday. They're in first place right now in the American League West by percentage points. They're virtually tied, but percentage points, they're ahead. And the bottom line is, yesterday notwithstanding, they lose yesterday 6-4. They have continued, in my mind, kind of carried some of that momentum from before the All-Star break. And now they head to Oakland where they've got really a chance to continue to build on things here, the Astros do. Rinel Blanco is a concern. The velocity had been down. He'd been getting by with some, you know, kind of caginess and duct tape and things like that and still able to cobble together quality starts. Statistically, he's still one of the best starting pitchers in baseball. But, man, was he giving up a ton of hard contact yesterday. Even when on the scoreboard they were kind of hanging in that game, there's line drives to infielders. The first inning, two of the outs were smoke shots to the outfield. So you could kind of see. Now, it didn't completely unravel on him. He still gave you, nearly 6 innings of 3-run ball. Like, it wasn't horrible or anything like that. It wasn't like some of these starts we saw other guys have earlier in the year where it snowballed on him and they're giving up 7 or 9 runs. But given where this starting rotation is right now, this is a major concern for the Astros.
And it's 3 straight starts now where he just hasn't quite looked like peak Blanco, the guy that you get so excited about. And as that promo last week that I just we ran it a little too long. I was starting to get depressed about it because I was talking about how one of the things I'm concerned about after the All-Star break is Blanco. And as he careens towards pitching way more innings than he's ever pitched before, you got to start figuring out a way to get him some extra rest.
Yeah.
And all these guys. I mean, Hunter Brown, as great as he's been, is going to be tested in ways he hasn't been tested before. And there's probably – I was reading Chandler Rome this morning, who said that Garrett Crochet – the pitcher from the White Sox is probably like the only top shelf guy that's going to get moved in free agency as a pitcher. And with Garrett Crochet, Sean, I think you were gone when basically you and I had talked about Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
He's also pitched way more than he's ever pitched. Mm-hmm. And teams are talking about trading for him and then using him as a reliever until the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
So that doesn't really help the Astros in their current situation.
No, they need somebody who can they need somebody who can create a 6-man rotation for them.
They
right
need
now
a sack of meat with a 4.2 ERA
that
can just go out there.
Give
and
us five.
Yeah, and at some point, Kyle Tucker, who apparently is still not moving all that fluidly. They've had multiple tests and imaging and everything else like that, but he's still hobbled.
Yeah.
And he's doing some baseball activities, but I'm not overly optimistic that he's going to be back anytime soon.
No, but they've been cobbling it together in the outfield, but you need Kyle Tucker if you're going to make a run. Remember what Joe Espada said about Jose Abreu earlier in the year? He's like, we're not going to get to our goals that we want to achieve as a team if we don't have Hosey out there. I actually feel that way about Kyle Tucker. You know, like that Kyle Tucker is somebody you should say that about. You know, like
right.
I was, you know, 5th on the MVP odds board when he injured that leg with the foul ball.
That's a more right. Yeah, that's a
you do need Kyle Tucker.
Credible statement.
Yeah, you
that's
do
like
need,
the Jose Abreu was kind of like, ugh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay the mortgage if I don't return these bottles. You know, you're like, okay, we got some issues here, man. There's bigger issues to worry about.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. So I'm counting up the list of things that Yordan Alvarez broke yesterday. He broke StatCast with that home run.
Good job, Yordan.
Did you see the home run? I know you watched the game yesterday. Yeah. The home run hits off the facade where nobody's ever hit it before in that ballpark, and StatCast said it went 384 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, they corrected it eventually. It was like 427 or something like that.
Some of those StatCast things, I think they just make up for television. I don't ever trust the project. I know it's easy to calculate.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Calculating everything, but I just don't trust it.
Well, it was fun to gather with people on social media to say he broke StatCast. He broke J-Rod's ankle, to your point. I don't know if it's really broken, but it's definitely damage.
I would never hope for that.
No, I like Julio Rodriguez, actually. I mean, in the terms of a pennant race, it helps the Astros.
Right. I would never hope for it out loud.
No, not out loud. No. He nearly broke his own shin with a foul ball.
Jordan did, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I was looking down and I looked up and I was like, these sons of a... Why is everybody hitting Jordan? Why are they hitting Tucker? And then I realized, I go, Jordan hit Jordan.
He hit himself.
Okay.
Well,
I gotcha.
Well, that's the calculus that's been changed by this Tucker injury. Is it now anytime somebody fouls a ball off their own leg, I'm like, he's out for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know? And then he broke our long drought of 11 months without a cycle for the Astros.
Yeah.
They haven't had one since Jose Altuve. They've had nine in the history of their team. And I'm like, they haven't had one of these in 11 months. Wow.
You know what he did to Jordan as part of hitting for the cycle, sliding into third? When he didn't need to at all.
Dude,
he drops like a sack of bricks when he slides. Well, he's like, there's no smoothness. So he just drops down to the ground.
Especially because it's literally within 5 seconds of the Mariners' best player writhing in pain, jumping into the wall. I'm like, oh, my God. Julio Rodriguez is down holding his ankle. And then literally the next shot is Jordan unnecessarily sliding into third. I'm like, big man, stop it. Stop doing things it's you like, don't need to do.
It's like Shaq shooting a three.
Yeah.
You know, just I don't need to see this.
Shaq won't get hurt shooting a three.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So So they lose yesterday, the Astros, but they're in first place by percentage points right now in the American League West. So we like seeing that. They play the A's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're out here for day four. You and I were here for day three on Saturday. I think we're getting pads pretty soon.
Man. Probably today or tomorrow. I think tomorrow is the scuttle.
Sure.
The scuttlebutt yesterday was that it would be on Tuesday.
Because the fans will be here tomorrow. I think they want to maybe put on a little bit of a show.
I'm sure that's exactly what D'Amico is thinking.
It's at the top of D'Amico's priority.
D'Amico's like, we got to put on a show. We're going to do Oklahoma drill. We're going to do goal line, full contact.
Walking up to CJ, smacking him in the show. Are you ready?
That's probably why they're
ready, young man.
They plan to sign Cam Akers, who's the running back who's coming off of his second Achilles tendon tear.
Right, he's a science experiment.
He tore it in week 9 with Minnesota last year, and I got to imagine it's some kind of a reserve contract or something to see.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Cam Akers came back from his first Achilles tendon when he was with the Rams and came back very, very quickly.
Yeah.
But then went to rush for like 2 yards a carry in the playoffs.
It wasn't great.
And then he came back eventually again, and he was like putting in a workman's effort. But then he tears his other Achilles. ESPN had it wrong. They said it was the same Achilles tendon, the first article I read.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was the other one, yeah. So I guess maybe you figure, well, he's got both of them out of the way. Guy's got curtain cords for Achilles tendons.
It's like he's had Tommy John on both his arms now. You know what I mean? Like they're.
I don't think the Achilles works the same way that Tommy John does, where you actually come back stronger.
Cam Akers signing. I think he's just depth, that you know, veteran depth.
Maybe not even veteran depth anytime soon.
Yeah.
I know they come back from Achilles tendons faster these days, but my God, it's his second. I don't know if I've ever. It's rare that you hear of a running back coming back from an Achilles tendon and doing well. Deontay Foreman's really the only guy that's done it where he's come back looking the same or maybe better in some ways.
Yep.
And beyond that, there's very, very few running backs that have done it at all. So I'm intrigued. I like the name.
Just
because it's also associated with the Rams and that offense. But that's not anything I'm overly excited about right now. But they do with uncertainty about exactly how Damian Pierce is going to look, you know, and Juwan Jordan's just a rookie. You got to create some options there at running back.
Yeah, I mean, he's taking a roster spot, so somebody's getting their walking papers today when they sign him. So we'll see what happens. What stuck out to you so far about a D'Amico Ryan's year two camp?
I think the biggest thing for me really is I've tried to watch Blake Fisher, because he's been playing left tackle a lot. And
with the ones.
Right, with the ones. Yeah. I'm not going to read. You know, Matt Burke said something about how there's no depth chart at this point, because we were talking at the time, I think, about Kamari Lassiter. Yeah. Kamari Lassiter has also been out there running with the ones a lot at the right side cornerback. But Burke made the point, like, there's no depth chart here. We're just trying to get guys into certain situations. I think with Kamari Lassiter, it's probably, and perhaps with Blake Fisher too, it's kind of just like throwing a kid in the pond to teach him how to swim.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to show you exactly how rough it can be against Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs and the like.
And Will Anderson, right, and D'Amico Autry.
Right, yeah. With Blake Fisher, it's the same. So with Blake Fisher, this is why I'm eager to watch the pads come on. I think he's looked pretty good so far. He does a good job. Like, he's athletic enough to stay in front of Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. But he's a long, lanky guy, and there's times where I'm watching with no pads where I'm like, all right, I don't know if that would have stood up if a guy just hit him with pure power.
Yeah.
So that's his second trial by fire, is when they hit the pads and when guys can really just tear into him. We'll see if he adjusts to that. But he does – I mean, he shows the athleticism that you would have expected from – what you saw in college and from his scouting tape.
I hate that Laremy Tunsil is working out on a side field because he's coming back from a scope of his knee, and he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But I hate that that's the reason why Blake Fisher's getting all these snaps. That said, I love that Blake Fisher's getting all these snaps.
Yeah.
Like, this is how you used a second-round pick on him. So you used some major draft capital for a team that's not perfect. Like, there's probably guys in the second round that they could have used that pick on that would have gotten on the field earlier than Blake Fisher and contributed to this team. But this is how you maximize that investment, man. Get the kid a bunch of snaps going against Pro Bowlers in training camp, you know? And then, get him ready to be your swing tackle.
The other, I guess the thing that sticks out, and I just, it's a risk of talking too much about it, with no pads especially, I do think that Dameon Pierce may have taken a step forward in his understanding
you
of the offense.
You've liked him so far.
So far, yes. Because it's all, with Dameon, a lot of it is going to be the mental side of it in terms of just making the reads and being crisp and concise and decisive with it. And so far, so good. Again, with the pads, we'll get to see more. But I went back and watched Dameon Pierce highlights from his rookie year yesterday. And my God.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, there's certain things that he did that, like, it's not like he lost that.
No.
It is. He's got a certain strength and explosivity and a lust for contact that's still there.
He didn't lose it, but it got put on the back shelf last year because I think he was so in his own head. You know what I mean? He wasn't running like the same guy last year, it didn't seem like.
Right.
With the ferocity that you saw in those YouTubes.
It's like trying to make love out of a manual, you know?
It's the same
you're just
exact
like,
thing.
You're like, okay, first, hold on a second, honey. Let me flip to page 37.
And
okay.
I know I used to bring the good stuff back in the day. Yeah.
He can't show the passion that he has.
That's right. Well, now we'll see. We'll see. He had one run. He went up like a boom up the middle, and Gerard Johnson was going crazy.
Yeah, because he really hit it on an
cut
inside
and went
zone.
Inside, yeah.
He's had a couple nice runs, but it's almost like I don't like it when the blocking is really clear because I know he's good at that.
Yeah, he's good at
that.
I
want it to be one of these zone runs where he's got to hit the cutback lane.
He's a little seam. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, we're off and running. Texans training camp day 4. Astros in first place. Good time to be a Houstonian right now. I have a hot captaincy take. In the next segment, there is one player I think I make my captain predictions, and we'll circle back to the Astros as well. What do they need to do? Dana Brown was on Sirius XM this weekend, and I think gave a lot of clarity as to exactly where this team is right now in that pitching staff. We'll get into that in just a second.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.